Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the BK Brazil teleconference for the discussion of results referring to the third quarter of 2019. They are present here with us today, Mr. Iuri Miranda, President of BK Brazil, Clayton Malheiros, Financial Director, and Marcelo Cintra, Investor Relations. We inform that this event is being recorded and that all participants will be only listening to the teleconference during the presentation from BK Brazil. Afterwards, we'll start the Q&A session where more instructions will be provided. In case any of you requires any assistance during the teleconference, please request the assistance of an operator dialing star zero. This event is also being transmitted through the web via webcast, being accessible at the address www.bk.com.br/ri, where you'll find the presentations. The selection of the slides will be controlled by our people. The replay will be available right after its closing. We would like to inform that this teleconference is being simultaneously translated into English in order to service our foreign investors. Before we continue, we would like to clarify that any declarations that may be made during this teleconference related to the perspectives of business of BK Brazil, projections, operational goals, and financial goals are beliefs of the administration of the company, as well as information currently available to BK Brazil. Future considerations are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risk because they refer to future events. Therefore, they depend on circumstances which could or could not happen. Investors and analysts must understand that general conditions, sector conditions, and other operational factors could affect the results of BK Brazil, and they may lead to results which differ materially from those expressed in these presentations. I would like now to pass the word to Iuri Miranda, President of BK Brazil, who will start the presentation. You may begin.
Thank you for the introduction, operator. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the interest in our company and for the participation in this teleconference of presentation of the results of BK Brazil for the third quarter and 9 months of 2019. To start our teleconference today, I would like to highlight to you the launch of a product which shows the cutting edge of the brand in the fast food market. In September, we launched the Weber Whopper, a vegetarian burger grilled with flavor, taste, and texture of meat. Burger King was the first big fast food brand in Brazil to offer a hamburger that is plant-based. The launch was done initially here in São Paulo on the 10th of September, and afterwards, we already made available nationally to all of our network of restaurants still in the month of October. I believe that this type of innovation shows the connection of our brand with consumer trends, and it connects us more and more with our consumers who are always seeking out something new without giving up quality and the differentiated flavor of our products. Now, starting with slide 3 of our presentation, I would like to comment on the operational highlights and financial highlights of this period. During the third quarter, we were able to maintain our expansion efforts, opening 25 restaurants, being 19 of them the Burger King brand and another 6 units of the Popeyes brand. When we look at the last 12 months, this strong opening pace confirms itself with a total of 104 net openings and 39 new units in the accumulation of the year. Now, talking specifically about the financial results of the company in the third quarter, even in an economic environment that is competitive and challenging, our net revenue grows 18.4%. compared to the third quarter of 2018, reflecting a performance of the units which we opened in the last 12 months and the growth of same-store sales of 4% on top of a strong comparison base of 9.2% in the same period of last year. That is, if we look 2 years of same-store sales, we have over 13% of growth. Accrued in the year, our same-store sales were 7.9%, while according to the Institute Food Service Brazil, the industry has grown 5.2% in the same period. Compared to the profitability of our operations, we represent an adjusted EBITDA of 115 million reais. Excluding the effects of IFRS 16, we would have an adjusted EBITDA of 82 million and an adjusted EBITDA margin of 11.3%. In the accrued of the year, our adjusted EBITDA, excluding the same effects of the IFRS 16, grows 20.7% and has reached 196 million reais with a margin of 9.5%. Another highlight that we had in this quarter is that we have already been able to see the results of the initiatives implemented in the last few months to improve our operational leveraging compared to the previous quarter, such as the increase of productivity in our restaurants, renegotiations of gas fees, and efficiency gains in administrative expenses. Lastly, our net profit in the quarter was 5 million reais and the accrued of the year, 7 million reais. Excluding the IFRS 16, our net profit would have been 10 million reais in the third quarter of 2019 and 23 million reais accrued in the year. With this, I pass the word to my partner and CFO, Clayton Malheiros, to give you more details on the performance of the company. Clayton.
Thank you, Yuri. Good morning, everyone. Following to slide four, we see that the third quarter of 2019, we opened 19 Burger King restaurants and 6 Popeyes restaurants. Considering the two closings of the BK restaurants in the quarter, we closed the period with a total of 840 operational restaurants in the country under the brands Burger King and Popeyes, of which 671 are operated by BK Brazil. With this, we follow leading as the fast food with most restaurants. It's worth highlighting that in this quarter, over 90% of same-store openings were the freestanding restaurants, and in accrued in the year, they presented over 60% of the openings. Now, as far as the evolution of opening of dessert centers, we opened 22 dessert centers in this quarter, and we closed the period with 392 units, which represents a net opening of 87 dessert centers in the last 12 months. Besides that, we opened another 6 restaurants of the Popeyes brand in the quarter, reaching 23 restaurants at the end of the period, located in 8 important cities of Greater São Paulo besides the capital. Going now into slide five, our comparable sales in the same stores in this quarter was 4%, result of the continuous evolution of sales in digital channels and our marketing. We have overcome the milestone of 390 restaurants offering delivery in over 80 cities, and BK Express, our mobile order and pay app, possesses over 16 million downloads. In the accrued of the year, our comparable sales in the same restaurants was 7.9%. After this quarter, we'll start to publish the comparable growth sales only of the restaurants operated by BK Brazil. This change has the objective of improving the understanding of the results of the company, since that is the growth that impacts the performance of our restaurants and consequently most of our revenue in EBITDA. Our net operational revenue grew 18.4% compared to the third quarter of 2018, result of the performance of the restaurants and dessert centers opened in the last 12 months and the same-store sales in the period. In the first 9 months, our revenue growth was 26.6% in operational growth. Before I go into slide six, it's important to highlight that we've adopted the new accounting norm IFRS 16 since the beginning of the year. And just like we did in the last quarters, in the next graphics, I'm going to show our numbers in the two manners, with and without the effect of IFRS 16. That way, throughout the presentation, we'll talk only about the adjusted numbers, which exclude this impact, with the objective of improving understanding and compatibility with the same period, 2018. Going now into slide six, we present the evolution of our costs and expenses. The total expenses reached 267 million, and as a percentage of the net operational revenue, expanded from 89.2% to 92%. the macroeconomic scenario and competitive environment made it so that the cost of goods sold as a percentage of the operational revenue opened up, increased 80 percentage points, and reached 38.8%. However, when we take a look at this line in our results comparing to the previous quarter, adjusted by the non-recurring tax credits, we see higher stability. The expenses with sales, excluding depreciation and amortization, expanded 110 basis points compared to the previous quarter. This increase reflects higher expenses with third parties due to the new sales channels, higher expenses with tickets, and higher expenses which are pre-operational, being partially offset by higher efficiency in personnel expenses, which improved 60 basis points, showing the capacity of the company to adjust the personnel in the restaurant. Accrued in the air as a percentage of the net operational revenue, the total expenses expanded 180 basis points, reflecting the expansion of 130 basis points in expenses with sales, results with higher expenses with third parties, utilities, and personnel, and also pre-operational expenses compensated by the reduction of 30 basis points in the cost of goods sold. In terms of corporate administrative, these improved 20 basis points, reaching 3.6% in the third quarter of 2019. This reduction reflects the continuous focus in expense controls, the operational leveraging, and the synergies of the incorporation of the franchisee restaurants acquired. At the end of the year, these expenses represented 3.9% of the net operational revenue, showing an improvement of 30 basis points compared to the previous year. On slide 7, we can see the growth of adjusted EBITDA from 6.3%, reaching 82 million reals in the third quarter 2019. With this, the adjusted EBITDA margin reached 11.3% in the third quarter 19. Accrued in the air, the adjusted EBITDA increased 20.7% and reached 196 million reals, and the adjusted EBITDA margin reached 9.5%. Still on this slide, we can see that our net profit was 10 million reals in the quarter, and accrued in the air, we reached 23 million reals. Following to slide A, we can see the CAPEX, financial leveraging, and cash flow. In the third quarter of 2019, our CAPEX totaled 195 million, an increase of 40.5% compared to the third quarter of 2018, reflecting the openings of restaurants, mainly the freestanding ones and dessert centers in the quarter, remodeling of stores, investments in technology, and the construction of the restaurants, which will be inaugurated until the end of the year. In the accrued of the year, the organic expansion of CAPEX was 61.4% and reached 312 million reals. Following into financial leveraging, we closed the month of September with a total cash of 171 million reals, a drop of 72.3% when compared to the same period due to the investments of the company and amortization of debt, aligned with the amortization schedule that's already existing. The company also maintains net cash of 48 million reals. Now, in terms of cash position, we realized the addition of our first debenture with public offering, according to CVM 746, in the amount of 400 million reals with a five-year payment. Lastly, in the accrued over the year, the net cash totaled 135 million, an increase of 57 million reals compared to the same period 2018, reflecting the adoption of IFRS, partially compensated by higher working capital demands due to the seasonality of the investments and opening of restaurants more located in the fourth quarter. Now I pass the word to Yuri, who will conclude our presentation. Thank you, Clayton. To finalize the results presentation of the company, and before I open up for the Q&A session, as we always do, I would like to update you on a few items. First, as far as the expansion pace of new units, for the Burger King brand, we continue focused on the opening of restaurants of the freestanding model, and we opened up a total of 135 units in the last 12 months. We have a strong pipeline of restaurant openings, of which many are in advanced level of construction, which guarantees the expansion pace and also the capture of the market potential that is still existing. As far as the Popeyes brand, we've opened up restaurants in malls and Greater São Paulo malls. creating brand awareness and with the strong acceptance of consumers and the level that the brand has already reached in consumer knowledge, we're starting to expand our footprint with openings of restaurants in other cities of the state of São Paulo. As far as the Popeyes performance, although we have completed only the first year of operations, we should get close to the break-even as far as EBITDA. An important milestone which shows the potential of the brand and the synergies that we have been able to extract in the operations of the two brands. If we consolidate the expansion view of new restaurants in our company, our opening pace will continue to be strong and above 100 new units in the last 12 months. As far as tech, we continue to evolve with our strategy of omni-channels and in the modern interface with our consumers and also with our collaborators. For example, we closed the third quarter with over 230 Burger King restaurants offering delivery services, delivering one of the best service evaluations in the market or service ratings, and also the best delivery times. We're going to continue adding new restaurants in the next quarters. Also in this quarter, we started to offer delivery in the Popeyes restaurants, and we had very encouraging results after the successful marketing campaign that we did in September. Following our technological initiatives, currently with over 16 million downloads, our mobile order and pay app continues to grow and continues to be key to the development of our CRM program. We have evolved a lot in the development of the project during these months, and now we are achieving pilots in a few cities of Brazil, of which have presented great performance and have helped us to understand more and more the journey of our clients, their consumer habits, and to develop a closer relationship with our consumers. In these pilot programs, we're testing various initiatives, which include, for example, personalized means, which consider the preferences of the client, their geolocation, what type of restaurant they prefer, times, history of purchases, among other KPIs. We believe that this type of innovation in knowledge will change the way that the brand relates with its clients. It'll be much more personalized, increasing the loyalty and engagement with the brand. For us, technology also can help in the internal processes and the interface with our collaborators. We would like to mention two initiatives. First, we did a partnership with Kubo, the highest and most relevant center of entrepreneurship, technological entrepreneurship in Latin America. And today we have many startups proposing innovative, cutting-edge solutions to some of our operational challenges. We've also started the use of AI in supporting our thousands of collaborators with many questions related to labor. This is just a first step in the direction of more efficient processes in the restaurant management operation. As we communicated yesterday, we'll have two changes in the board of the company. And so I would like to take this opportunity to show you our sincere thanks to Guilherme Liz and Bruno Zorema for their important dedication and important contribution during the last few years. To close, I think it's important to highlight, because even in a macroeconomic scenario, which is still challenging in Brazil, and the high competitiveness of the market, we continue to present strong, solid growth through our strong expansion, the growth of sales, and the development of our digital initiatives. With this, we close our presentation, and we would like to now open up for Q&A. Operator, please, let's go to Q&A. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll start now our Q&A session. To ask a question, please type star 1. And to remove your question from the list, type star 2. We'll start with Richard Cathcart. Bradesco, you may start. Good morning, everyone. I have two questions here. First, Yuri, I just wanted to see your expectations in the prices of protein more towards 2020, because basically the prices are already set. But the second question, you mentioned the openings of 35 freestanding stores in the last 12 months. Could you just tell us a little bit about the performance of these stores, and especially in terms and revenues per store versus your expectations and the business plan? Hey, Richard, good morning. Well, thank you for participating here of our conference. I know that it's a period of various results, and you guys have to really listen to all of them. And so I thank you for your time. First, as far as the first question of the price of meat protein, your question was very important, since 2019 has already closing and what should happen has already happened basically in 2019. And I can say that although some pressures we do see with the African swine flu spreading out throughout regions of Africa, of Asia, we didn't feel in the effects of this in 2019. We didn't feel any pressure in any of our meat prices. As far as 2020, which was your point, we do believe that, yes, there might be some kind of pressure, especially since this is spreading out through other Asian countries, which might impact international markets, including Brazil. But on the other hand, we do understand that if this does happen, it'll be an impact to the entire market, not only an exclusive impact to Burger King, to our company. And when we think about the entire market, due to the size that we have of the company, then we think that impacting the entire market, our scale does help us a little to try to mitigate and to try to delay some type of higher impact. And our expectation is to really, if this happens with the entire market, then there should be a transfer of this to the end consumer, because it would be difficult to absorb a significant impact from the market, in our view, impacting all of the players and not be a price transfer or a cost transfer to the consumer. Another point that we believe that is important, and that also shows a little bit of the why of us advancing in the initiative that I mentioned in the opening of the call. You know, the launch of the Rebel, which is an initiative which is great, is also an alternative that that might lead us to develop other products along these lines, which mitigates a potential impact of animal protein. As far as your second question, as far as freestanding restaurants, the 35 freestandings that we opened, as I mentioned, we continue with various stores under construction, seeing the potential still remaining and still very significant for future stores. And what confirms us this potential is that the stores that we are opening, they have performed according to what we have planned, which shows that there is no cannibalization in the existing chain, and there's still room, there's still space for us to continue our expansion, and that's what we intend to do for the next few years. Thanks, Yuri. If I could just follow up, you talked about the development of new products, and specifically Rebel Whopper. Could you just talk a little bit about the receptiveness of the consumers, what you have seen since you have launched the Rebel? I think it was only in São Paulo, right? So it would be interesting to see a little bit about the consumer reaction to this burger. That was a great question, Richard. The receptiveness in São Paulo was excellent, within our expectations, which led us actually including to still doing it, into the month of October. We did the rollout to the entire national market of the Rebel Whopper. Since we just did the rollout to the entire domestic market, it's still soon to say what is going to be the receptiveness in other states besides São Paulo. But even before launching this product that is plant-based here in São Paulo, we had done research with various countries that showed that Brazil was among the first countries where the flexitarian consumers, those who like me, but who are also looking for consumer alternatives to me, the probability of them consuming at Burger King a plant-based product was one of the highest probabilities between many countries that we have researched. Actually, Brazil was in first place in this research. So this showed us that there is this opportunity of consumption, logically, that it is a habit and this is a new product, and we'll be helping to build this habit. But the availability and the will of the consumer to eat this type of product encourages us to invest not only in this product that we have just launched, but also perhaps other products as well, which are also plant-based in the future.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for the answers, Yuri. Thank you for the question.
Next question from Lucas Cipicia. You may begin.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Thank you for the space. First, I would like to know more about the store opening plan for the fourth quarter in 2020, if you have any changes, or and also if you had any difficulties, any challenges in finding available space. And the second question would be about your comment of the challenging market, and is there any possibility of you being more promotional starting next year? Thanks.
Lucas, thank you for your question, also for your participation. As far as our expansion plan, we have maintained, if you take a look at our results, our historical results, we have been maintaining, when you take a look at the last 12 months, we have been maintaining an expansion pace close to 100 restaurants. And this should repeat itself in the fourth quarter. We have restaurants being built, which lead us to this number. Of course, there might be a less licensing issue in 1, 2, 3 restaurants that might not open at the end of the year. They might open at the beginning of 2020, but it's just a question of days or weeks, because we have the building pipeline and we have enough pipeline to be in this range of openings. For 2020, as I mentioned previously in the last question, we don't see any reason for us to de-accelerate our opening pace. The sales continue to be within expectations in the new stores. What you mentioned, if we have any challenge in finding spaces, I mean, if there is a side, if on one side, if there's something that helps in this challenging market, is a bit more availability of real estate. And so we are able to find real estate. And when you combine that with the growth and the brand awareness of the brand, we end up being a very attractive, appealing renter for the landlords. So imagine we're somebody who's going to make a significant investment in their location, and with a guarantee, a long-term guarantee in the rental contract, and the financial capacity to honor our commitment. So we end up very appealing as a renter. Recently, if I'm not mistaken, yesterday, there was a news report where they talked about the big move of banks in planning branch closings and higher migration towards digital channels, okay? Well, this also opens up for me more opportunities of real estate available in the market. If I'm not mistaken, the report talked about over 1,200 branches being closed and where real estate would be available. This also increases the availability of properties for us to create more restaurants. Your second question, as far as the economic situation and if this would take us to be more competitive, Burger King has been competitive versus the market. It's not that we have a position of being more aggressive or less aggressive than the market. We have taken to the consumer what we believe is a value proposition, product, price, quality, which is appealing to the consumer. Regardless of the economic environment, we shall continue to take attractive, appealing value propositions to the consumer. Perhaps what is a bit more challenging in this economic environment, which is competitive, sincerely, is a higher gain in margin due to a transfer of prices to the consumers, because really the economic situation and unemployment levels make it so that the available income of the workers is lower available income, and therefore we have higher difficulty of doing price transfers or cost transfers. And related to this, gain of margins, okay? But outside of that, Burger King and Popeyes as well have been very competitive with compared to the market and will continue to be competitive at the market level. Okay, thanks.
No problem, Lucas. Thank you for the question.
We shall remind you that to ask questions, you just have to type in star one. Please await. Please wait while we collect the questions. We shall continue with Ian Lukacik, JP Morgan. Good morning, Yuri and Clayton. I would like you to comment, if possible, about the purchasing of the franchisees. Please let us know about that.
Hey, thanks for the question. Look, we have no additional negotiation that we could tell you about, you know, where we have something concrete in hand or where we have something concrete on the table. We're always willing to find good business for the company and the franchisee, but at this time we don't have anything concrete that I would be able to tell you that there is something close to happening. But we continue interested and open to negotiations in situations of price that makes sense for both parties.
And taking advantage of this topic, do you have any negotiation for the future of other brands, or do you intend to require any franchises here in Brazil or something like this, as you had mentioned in the past with brands from RBI or perhaps others?
Good question, Yen. And I'm always going to remind you what was our modus operandi with Burger King and Popeyes. Burger King, we took a few years to consolidate the platform, to maintain the adequate expansion pace, consolidate processes, consolidate systems. And when we were comfortable with the Burger King operation, 2 years ago, we were looking at sector. Then we looked at the chicken sector. We saw that it had great potential. We looked at a brand that had a product which was differentiated, you know, a chicken that's marinated 12 hours is great. And so we focused on that, and we started with the development of Popeyes, which in my perspective goes very quickly. I commented with you that in a little over a year, we're reaching 20 restaurants and we're getting close to EBITDA break even, which to me is something that shows the capacity of leveraging and execution of a brand that started only a little over 12 months, and we're talking about being close to break even with a strong consumer acceptance. Having said that, if you take a look at short term, we prefer to be focused now on the expansion of Burger King and the expansion of Popeyes. When you take a look ahead more, we today are already the biggest restaurant same store operator in Brazil. I think we have shown the capacity first with Burger King, second with Popeyes, of being able to develop new concepts, be they from a small consumer base, as was the case of Burger King when we started our project. We had 100 restaurants, now we have over 800, or with Popeyes, where we signed the contract in March of last year, and we built the business from zero, and we got it up to 20 restaurants in a little over a year. So we have processes, systems, we have access to investment. And now for the future, after we have Popeyes going, Burger King going along better, then we can consider other opportunities to leverage even more the synergies that we have at the company. And as far as your RBI or other brands as well, we are very happy with the RBI partnership. Both brands, the Burger King as well as the Popeyes brands, have products which are excellent. And I think that recently you have followed this, and this was in the news. Everything that happened with the products of Popeyes in the U.S., it was considered one of the biggest fast food launches in the history of the U.S. in the last 50 years. This Popeyes product, which shows that we saw in the potential of the product, and we were right about the potential of the product, but we don't have any contractual obligation of being, of having only RBI brands. And so in the future, what makes sense to us are brands which have a good product and which are, which fit into our operational model, where we can bring synergies and to grow in the market and to capture the potential and the capacity of innovation, and especially opportunities that we may have to add value to this business, as well as we did with Burger King and as we're doing with Popeyes. All right, very clear. Thank you. We'll follow with Richard Cathcart, Bradesco. Hello, Yuri. I just wanted to ask an additional question, this one in connection to Popeyes. Could you just give me a little bit more information on the next steps as far as the expansion, since you're close to break even and you opened up the stores this year and you're happy? How many stores should we expect you to open in 2020 and afterwards? Thanks, Richard. Well, last time that I had talked about our expectations for Popeyes, we opened up 8 stores in 2018, and I had said that our expectation was to double the opening pace in 2019. And we continue to follow this goal, and that's what we should do now in 2019, all right? Now, for 2020, we should accelerate a little bit more this opening pace, especially due to the reasons that you have just mentioned and due to the level of knowledge that we already have in the city of São Paulo. We can start to open up restaurants in cities, in important cities of the countryside. I can tell you, for example, Campinas City. We have restaurants in Campinas City. And probably in 2020, we will also start to leave the state of São Paulo, building the brand awareness in other states besides São Paulo, all right? We continue to follow what I mentioned to you prior when we signed the contract, the Popeyes contract. Our plan was to have over 300 restaurants in 10 years, and we are happy, and we're following this plan. All right, thank you. Thank you. We will now close the Q&A session. I would like to pass the word to Yuri for final comments. Once again, I would like to thank everyone for your participation. Like I said, everybody's time at this time of results is very scarce. And so I thank you for your trust and for your interest in our company. And I desire all of you a great weekend. Thank you. The BK Brazil audio conference has been concluded. Thank you for your participation. Have a wonderful afternoon.